Country Club FM.
You know it is Bob Almanac time. Thank you so much for being a part of the Bob Almanac and tuning in for this little 10 to 12, 13 minutes. I think we're going to keep it to at least 13 minutes here. It's not going to be any longer than that because we don't have Neil. But you know, when we don't have Neil, we have virtual Neil.
Let's do it.
Virtual Neil is here. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Jim.
That's very good because we're going to start today's Almanac, Monday, March 4th, 63rd day of the year. 3:02 left to go. Let's celebrate the Constitution today, shall we? Sometimes people trample on that thing. We don't like that. Today was the day that the first Congress of the United States met in New York, declared that the U.S. Constitution was in effect. Of course, it's been amended over the years. 1789, 1841, the longest presidential inauguration speech. In fact, for many years, I think from George Washington's second inauguration all the way to FDR, this was Inauguration Day. March 4th, not January 20th like it has been since the 30s, late 30s. So March 4th, this date, William Henry Harrison, the longest presidential inauguration speech, 8,443 words. He refused to wear a jacket. A month later, he's dead of pneumonia. If he had only either worn a jacket or if his speech wouldn't have been as long, he probably would have been able to fulfill at least his first term. 1841, 1933, this was rather historic as FDR took office.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Yes, is that as about as famous as they get when it comes to inauguration speeches? FDR, 1933, took office, leading the country out of the Great Depression, of course, through March 4th here of 1993. So, of course, he led us through World War II. Didn't see to the end of that, but four different times voted in as president, unprecedented on this date. And, in fact, that was the last March 4th Inauguration Day. After that, when he was inaugurated in 4 years later, he was, that was in January, and it's been January 20th ever since. 1936, it was the first flight of the Hindenburg. In Germany, Friedrichshafen, Germany, first ever flight. Of course, the first flight was much more successful than the last flight of the Hindenburg. A little more than a year later in 1937, oh, the humanity. On this date, 1936, how about 1966?
Now, I'm not saying that we're better or greater or compare enough with Jesus Christ as a person or God as a thing or whatever it is. You know, I just said what I said, and it was wrong, or was taken wrong, and now it's all this.
Did you mean?
Yeah, you know what I really meant to say. I said in about 10 years, I'm going to look like Jesus.
That's John Lennon. That was the date that he actually said that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus, and then a few days later, he said those words there to the media, backtracking a little bit. That was in 66. Anybody out there a bowler? Anybody bowl? John Pezin, this date, 1976. Well-known bowler, I'm sure. John Pezin bowled and rolled. I think he had to have sold his soul to the devil to get 33 strikes in a row. Don't you think? 33 consecutive strikes to say he was in the groove. It happened at Toledo, Ohio. What would you need for three perfect games in a row? 36? So he had 33 in a row. 76. 1993.
And its motto is, don't give up. Don't ever give up. And that's what I'm going to try to do. Every minute that I have left, I will thank God for the day and the moment I have. And if you see me, smile and maybe give me a hug, because that's important to me too.
That's Jimmy Valvano, Jimmy V, the ESPYs, 1993. That's what everybody remembers that first ESPY awards show about. It's gotten pretty big, and it's a big deal now, these ESPYs. Michael Jordan and Monica Seles were the first male and female athletes of the year to win those ESPYs, 1993. But again, Jimmy V's speech probably the most memorable. That was in 93, a year later.
It is like losing a friend, isn't it? Nothing but sadness this afternoon and praise with the news that actor John Candy
has died. Will undoubtedly live on in all of our hearts and minds for a long, long time through his many endearing roles.
Films, on stage, or in...
John Candy passed away. He was only 43 on this date.
Del Griffith, American Light and Fixture, Director of Sales, Shower Curtain Ring Division.
Hmm.
I sell shower curtain rings.
Oh, man. Every time I see a John Candy movie, I run across it on television. Still miss him. 43, he was filming a movie, Wagons East, which was his last movie. He was in Mexico and died in his sleep of heart failure. This date, 94. So many great movies. Stripes and Planes and Trains and Automobiles, Summer Rental, Uncle Buck, his work on SCTV, Cool Runnings, just too many good ones to mention. That was Estate 94, 96. We are remembering Minnie Pearl on this date, the Opry star, country singer, comedian, always had that. She never took that price tag off. She didn't know the whole protocol. You know, when you get something, you take the price tag off, especially if it's a gift to somebody. It was probably not her fault. It was the person who actually gave her that hat in the first place. This person who gave the hat, bought the hat, gave it as a gift, never took the price tag off. And obviously, Minnie Pearl was very, very proud of how much that hat cost. And I'm sure somewhere, someplace, she probably gave an interview and said why she left that tag on. It was her calling card, along with the howdy. Minnie Pearl, this date, 84, dead. And 1997, President Clinton barred federal spending. You couldn't spend federal money on human cloning. Now, you could spend plenty of federal money on women, wine, song, and whiskey. That didn't matter. But no federal money on human cloning, according to President Clinton, this date in 1997. We move on to birthdays now.
Fool, if you think it's over.
I sing that with every St. Cloud State Husky hockey game I broadcast. They came back from I think their 11th come-from-behind win, and the sixth time this year they've come from behind when they're down by two. This was again in the third period on Saturday. Fool, if you think it's over. Oh, that's Chris Ray who's singing that song. Big hit from 78. I remember that well from my childhood. And he is 68 today. Happy birthday, Chris Ray. Catherine O'Hara, speaking of John Candy, good friend of John Candy and worked with him in movies and at SCTV.
Catherine Hepburn tells us about her first time.
Oh, I won't say what year it was. That would be telling too much. I will say, though, that I've always believed that no matter my age, I'm young enough and old enough to do anything.
Catherine O'Hara as Catherine Hepburn. Perfect. From SCTV, she is 65 today. She was married to Ray, and of course, everybody loved Raymond.
Last week, Ray came home late from golfing, and I guess golf is kind of a hot-button issue with me, and we had a fight.
Ray, do you remember this?
I do. I shot a 94.
Everybody loves Raymond, as did Patricia Heaton. She loved working with Ray Romano. She is 61 today. What time is it, Neil?
TV theme time.
Yes, it is. Neil, did you ever watch that show, Wings? You remember Wings?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Oh, okay. Well, Timothy Daly was on that show, and Steven Weber. And do you want to know? Guess which one?
Huh?
It was Steven Weber. Steven Weber's birthday is today. He's 58. He played one of the Hackett brothers. They ran Sandpiper Air. And that's Steven Weber. 50, I think he was Joel. Was he Joel? I can't remember. Or is it Buddy Hackett? I don't. 58 today for Steven Weber. Ray Boom Boom Mancini, one of the great boxers of our time. And the Boom Boom wasn't about the boxing. He did have gastrointestinal issues. And that's where the nickname came from. 58 today. Born a girl, now a boy. Chaz Bono. 50 today. Was Chastity, now Chaz. And Chaz Bono, a lot of people, we saw her at the time. Very confusing. Saw her, who's now him, grow up on the show, on the Sonny and Cher show. Chaz Bono, the child of Cher and Sonny, 50 today. I did Cher in front of Sonny there. And Robert Smith, who was the running back for the Minnesota Vikings, retired at, what was he, only 30? I think he only played 8 years for the Vikings. And was tops in career rushing yards until somebody by the name of Adrian Peterson came along and broke that record. But a heck of a running back, smooth run, and was a fine receiver out of the backfield. A guy by the name of Robert Smith, still a young man, and he does some college football analysis nowadays. He is 47 today for Robert Smith. Robert, can you get, or Neil, can you maybe...
I'll look that up.
Yeah, find out what year Robert Smith retired. I think it was about 2000. He came in, I think, in 92 or 93, and then retired in 2000. Let's move on to the Gones, but not Forgottens. This guy is gone, but you can't forget some of his unforgettable melodies. Composer Antonio Vivaldi. That's a Vivaldi right there. 1678 from his Four Seasons Concerto. 1678, one of the great football coaches of all time. His name is Newt Rockne. 1888, born on this date. You know, he was originally a chemist. He studied chemistry and was a chemist at Notre Dame until that one day came, as it usually does for most chemists, where they throw down their beakers and their Bunsen burners and their Petri dish, and they say, I can't take this anymore. And he walked out to the football field and started teaching the forward pass. So he knew team chemistry, there's no doubt. Newt Rockne. How about Anne Haney, the actress?
Mr. Reed, several years ago, a friend of mine had a burglar on her roof. A burglar. He fell through the kitchen skylight, landed on a cutting board on a butcher's knife, cutting his leg. The burglar sued my friend. He sued my friend, and because of guys like you, he won. My friend had to pay the burglar $6,000. Is that justice? No.
I'd have got him 10.
That's from Liar Liar with Jim Carrey. She was also the social worker on Mrs. Doubtfire, Mrs. Selner. Her name is Anne Haney. She was born on this date in 1934. And one more, Bobby Christina Brown. Eerily dying, similar to her mom, Whitney Houston. She was found face down in a bathtub, in a coma. She didn't die there, but then she died several months later, and she was only 22 when she passed away. She was born on this date, 1933. So, Neil, what? They're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Thank you. Neil is gone this week. He'll be back Friday, but then I'll be gone Friday because of the state high school hockey tournament. So it's a mess here on the Bob Morning Show. We are doing our best with what we have to work with here all week long. We'll also have a very special guest host for today's All Request Lunch Hour, noon to 1. And I'll be live at Osseo on Tuesday and Richfield on Wednesday. Are you ready for a Bobathon? At least 16 songs in a row. Guess what? It's next. Have a great day.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul. Total Country Bob FM.